airport, please.
Vegas, here we come.
No husbands, no boyfriends, no rules.
No rules? We're not gonna get drunk and have a six-way with the Blue Man Group, are we?
No.
So there are some rules.
Fine. No husbands, no boyfriends, some rules.
Thank you. Vegas!
The ladies are away, the boys will play.
Anything can happen. It's gonna get crazy.
Dungeons and Dragons!
I got a brand new bikini, so drinks at the pool are on these.
I got a sexy new tube top that says, come hither, and a can of pepper spray that says, close enough, Jack.
I got some old underwear I'm gonna throw on stage at the Garth Brooks concert.
I'm sorry, why old?
Because last time I saw him, I threw new ones and it got me nothing.
I've got a brand new 7-piece set of polyhedral dice. Hello, new dice smell.
I've got my helm of lordly might, my boots of speed, and if things get too exciting, my inhaler of asthma.
I got my new bloodthirsty savage warrior who will lay waste to all who stand before him. And I had a sensible salad for lunch so I can eat all the pizza I want.
Chatting like a bunch of teenage girls, or are we gonna play D&D like a bunch of teenage boys who are never gonna have sex with those teenage girls?
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
The dungeon of Mavuska Higo, the dungeon of Mavuska Higo, the dungeon of Mavuska Higo.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey!
I'm actually glad Lucy had to work tonight. Save me the awkward conversation about how I was going to be hanging with my bros.
Isn't every conversation you two have awkward?
Painfully so. We have this rule on the phone that if no one talks for 3 minutes, you can just hang up. So into her.
Ready whenever you guys are.
Yeah, we'll be right there.
Phil Leonard,
yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about Howard being Dungeon Master instead of you.
Oh, that's nice, but relax. Sometimes change is good. You were worried about Zachary Quinto being the new Spock, but you wound up liking him.
Oh, please. Every time the topic of change comes up, you throw Zachary Quinto in my face. Now, I'm upset the mailman has a new haircut, Zachary Quinto. I'm upset that daylight saving time started, Zachary Quinto. I'm upset daylight saving time ended, Zachary Quinto. I'm saying this for the last time. Zachary Quinto was a weird, wonderful, unrepeatable event, so stop using him against me.
Okay, here we go. You find yourselves in an overgrown old forest, and before you is a giant oak tree with a face on it that looks a lot like Nicolas Cage. He says, "Travel with caution. These woods are home to the bones of many a fallen hero."
See, Howard's just as good a dungeon master as I am.
As good? Well, you just got pantsed in the schoolyard, Four Eyes.
Hey, come on, guys, focus. Oh, mighty Nicolas Cage tree, we thank you for your warning, but we are brave warriors, and nothing short of death will keep us from our goal. Oh, Lucy's tree after all. See ya.
Hey, you can't leave. We just started.
You're right. I should finish the game. I take my plus one long sword, stab myself in the face with it. I'm dead. I've got a date with a girl. Bye!
We'll be fine. Watch. Suddenly, a spectral shape rises from Kuthrapali's bloody corpse and says, "Don't worry, buddies. Ghost Raj will help guide you through the forest." Well, I'm just a tree, but if I were you, I'd listen to your ghost friend! Go on, give him your lunch money.
I'm very happy you were able to hang out tonight.
Me too.
Not that it's up to you to make me happy. Well, unless you find neediness sexy, in which case you're about to have dinner with the hottest man on the planet.
Can I tell you something?
I was so nervous about seeing you. Before I left my apartment, I put roll-on antiperspirant all over my body.
Really?
Yeah. If sweat starts squirting out the top of my head, you'll know why.
I'm sorry to put you through that.
Oh, it's okay. I've been trying to force myself to do things that make me scared.
What else have you been thinking about doing?
Well, let's see. I'd love to be able to tell the lady who cuts my hair that I don't like bangs.
I like your bangs.
Oh, thanks. I like them too.
What else?
It's kind of a tie between sending food back in a restaurant and saying no to those kids who sell magazines door to door.
Those are both toughies.
I know. I have a 2-year subscription to Guns and Ammo.
I push my shoulder against the secret door to see if it gives way.
Huh? It does.
He does sound effects, too.
Hey, I always did sound effects. A swarm of bloodthirsty bats fly through the dungeon. They attack a nearby unicorn.
Okay, well, I have a sound effect for those sound effects.
Guess who?
What are you doing back?
That's an excellent question. Amy?
Well, when we were going through security, I got pulled out of line for a pat-down. The TSA agent got a little handsy. I may have broken her nose with my elbow.
Long story short, she's on the no-fly list and we might have been followed here by a drone.
I'm sorry. I feel like such an idiot.
Oh, it's not so bad. You lost money, you're filled with shame, and you got groped by a stranger. I mean, that's Vegas. You nailed it.
You guys enjoy your evening. I'm gonna go before I ruin anybody else's weekend.
That's my girl.
No, Amy, wait. I know it's not the night you had in mind, but why don't you guys stay and play with us? It'll be fun.
Fun? Yeah, okay, 3 weeks ago you bought crunchy peanut butter, but now you want the girls to play D&D. Do you have a drug problem?
What's the big deal? Raj bailed, so we could use some extra players.
Well, I've just never played Dungeons & Dragons with girls before.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. No one has.
So, what do you say?
I'll leave it up to the Dungeon Master.
A satanic fungus that looks suspiciously like Al Pacino rises from the forest floor and says, "You're playing D&D. You're playing D&D. This whole apartment is playing D&D.
Okay, who wants a drink?
Get with that, Penny. We don't consume alcohol during Dungeons and Dragons. It impairs our judgment.
Oh, this isn't alcohol. It's a magic potion that makes me like you.
Double potion, please.
Okay, here we go. You find yourselves face to face with two hulking ogres.
What are you doing in our dungeon? You shall die.
Okay, literal goosebumps, look.
What do you do?
I draw my broadsword.
I ready my quarterstaff.
I drink my potion.
Attack the big one.
You know what? Give me the dice. I want to roll.
The dungeon master is supposed to roll.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to be in Vegas throwing up on a shrimp buffet. Now give it.
All right, what do I need?
15 or higher.
15's the point. The point is 15. Give the little lady some room. Here it is coming out. 16! Oh, please tell me we're playing for money.
Oh, even better than money. You gained experience points.
More potion, please.
Yeah. How are your crab cakes?
Kind of funky.
That's great.
It is? Does funky mean something different in India?
No. You've always wanted to send your food back at a restaurant. Here's your chance.
It's okay. I just won't eat them.
Well, don't be ridiculous. Waiter?
Everything all right?
Yeah. Everything all right with you?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Wait, hold on. Isn't there something else you wanted to tell him?
No, it's fine. He's from a different country. He doesn't understand our ways.
Don't be silly. Just tell him.
I have to go to the bathroom. And it's not because the crab cakes are funky.
So you're okay here?
Yeah, sorry. She's just a little shy. The first time we met, she was so nervous, she climbed out a bathroom window to get away from me.
Uh-oh. Hey, Raj. Funny story. Come on, Mama wants a pair of dead ogres.
17, the larger ogre is dead! Hey!
The other ogre says, "You killed my brother. Now Ogre Thanksgiving is ruined."
That is amazing. He made me care about the ogre.
All right, Amy, there's one ogre left. Take him out.
Okay.
Pretend he's that TSA agent. Come on.
19! Yeah! Yes! This is turning out to be even better than Vegas.
No, it's not.
Lucy?
Hey, long time no see.
You don't know me very well, but each time you crawl out a bathroom window to escape my company, it chips away at my masculinity.
I'm sorry.
But why would you leave like that?
You were pushing me. I clearly didn't want to send my food back, and you tried to make me do it anyway.
Okay, if I upset you, then why didn't you just say something?
Well, how can I tell you I'm upset if I can't tell the woman at Supercuts that my forehead's my best feature? It's scary.
Yeah, well, I like you a lot, and that's scary for me. Mostly because you're a proven flight risk.
How could you like me a lot?
Well, for one thing, you have bigger emotional problems than I do, and I find that very attractive in a woman. I don't know, I think you're wonderful.
I'm sweating out of my head.
The dragon falls from the sky, crashing into the volcano.
Hey!
Wait. He's not dead. He crawls out, spreads his wings, and prepares to attack.
Wait. Can he say something first? You know, maybe in the voice of a beloved celebrity?
Fine. You'd think, after all these years, I'd know not to fly over volcanoes. I'm a friggin' idiot.
And dragons, Christopher Walken, that's perfect.
All right, Amy, it's your turn. We need one more hit. Finish him off.
Here we go. 15?
It's a hit. The dragon collapses to the ground.
No, wait. And says...
Mother, is that you? Your little boy is coming home.
Oh, I don't know about you guys, but I've been through the emotional ringer tonight.
This may be the potion talking, but you are one fine-ass dungeon master.
Oh, yeah? Well, when we get home, I'm gonna take you on a whole different adventure.
Another quest by Wallowitz. Count me in.
Sheldon, they're talking about sex.
Oh, then I'm out.
Oh, I have an idea. Since it's not happening anytime soon, why don't your character and your character do it in the game?
Come on, back me up here.
Oh.
I cast a love spell on Sheldon and Amy.
Sorry, I thought you were going to do that.
The love spell takes effect. When Sheldon looks at Amy, she is the most beautiful half-orc he's ever seen. And he's overcome with a desire to rip her armor off and gaze fondly at her four hairy breasts. When Amy sees Sheldon, he looks just like Sheldon, because apparently she's into that. What do you do?
I don't like this.
You see what happens when you let girls play D&D? Amy?
What?
Never knocked on my own door before. That was a wild ride.
You don't have to come in here and cheer me up.
Thank you. Would you go tell everyone else that? Because they sure think otherwise.
I'll tell you what they think. They think our relationship is a joke.
Well, I don't think our relationship is a joke. I think a horse goes into a bar, bartender says, why the long face? That's a joke. It's a good one, too, because a horse has a long face.
Sheldon, are we ever going to have an intimate relationship?
Oh, my. That's an uncomfortable topic. Amy, before I met you, I never had any interest in being intimate with anyone.
And now?
And now what?
Do you have any interest now?
I have not ruled it out.
Wow. Talk dirty to me.
I know it doesn't seem like it to you, but for me, what we have is extremely intimate.
I guess I know that. It's just part of me wants more.
More? I mean, look at us. It's only been 3 years. Here we are in bed together.
Come on. Let's go back out there.
Hold on. My elven magic user and your half-orc warrior did have a love spell cast on them. We wouldn't really be playing the game right if we didn't see that through.
Okay.
I believe that we just killed the dragon. While the others pillage the corpse, I lead you to a secluded area where I attempt to remove your leather armor. It comes off.
Oh.
What do you do?
I kiss you on the lips.
I kiss you back on the lips as well. Your turn.
I remove your armor. What do you do?
I erotically caress your nose.
Keep rolling.
Hey, you guys have been in there for a while. You doing okay?
We're fine, thank you.
Okay, we just want to say we feel really bad
about... Go away, Sheldon is nibbling on my... 14! Yes!